Children have a wonderful knack of keeping their world separate from ours. They raise monsters right under our very nose. Unknown to us, they send away for everything from shrunken heads to flying saucers. But occasionally, they become involved with something that's just a little too difficult to hide. And that's our story for tonight on Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Oh, dinner a little late tonight, dear?
Patience, Papa. Had to straighten up my dressing table. Somebody or something tipped over my bottle of hand lotion. Powder was spilt all over, and my pancake makeup is missing.
Now, don't tell me someone's trying to sabotage your natural, heaven-sent beauty.
I wonder if the boys could have had anything to do with it.
Boy, that's a beaut.
You think the cake will hide it?
Pancake. Well, you can't go down to supper looking like that. Get heck for fighting.
Ouch!
Be hold still and shut up.
Gee, Wally, it sure is nice you helped me out.
Look, I'm only helping you because if Dad gets mad at you, he always winds up getting mad at me.
Well, thanks anyways.
Who belted you?
A kid.
Which kid?
One of the kids. What'll I tell Dad?
I don't know. Tell him you fell down.
Gee, thanks, Wally. Anyway, that wouldn't exactly be a lie. After I got hit, I did fall down.
June, I'm starved.
It's all ready, honey. Can you call the boys?
Will I? Hey, Wally! Beaver! Boys! June, don't you think you could get them shoes with softer soles?
I'll ask around.
Beaver, turn around.
Beaver, what's the matter with your eye?
Which eye, Mom?
Beaver, come here.
Theodore, you have a black eye.
Guess so, Mom.
Okay, Beav, where'd you get it?
I fell down. Didn't I fall down, Wally?
Yeah, he fell down, Dad.
Oh, you fell down, did you?
I fell down fighting.
Dear, maybe I better call a doctor. He might have a concussion.
I don't have a concussion. I just have a black eye. And I wish everybody'd stop picking on me.
Nobody's picking on you, Beaver. You go on back and eat your supper. It's all perfectly normal. It's just a part of growing up. I guess I must have had 100 fights by the time I was his age. Well, we'll talk to you now, honestly. How's the other kid look?
All right.
All right? Well, you must have got in a couple of good licks, didn't you?
No, sir.
You mean you didn't fight back?
No, sir.
Well, what did you do? You must have done something.
I ran away.
You ran away?
Ward, you're frightening him.
Well, it frightens me a little, too. A boy running away.
Beaver, go ahead and eat your soup.
I don't want to.
What's the matter?
I'm gonna be sick.
I think he is. Remember on the roller coaster when he...
Never mind. Beaver, you can't be sick.
I think I can.
Beaver, you run along upstairs. Wally, you go along with him. I'll bring you up trays later. Did you have a bad day at the office today?
Oh, no. No, not at all. Well, there was a little upset over the Thompson deal. They can't decide who to give it to. It'd be either Fred or me.
Why don't you fight him for it?
Now, June.
If something's bothering you at the office, you certainly shouldn't take it out on the Beaver.
This is a serious problem, June. A boy's got to be able to defend himself. And I intend to see that Beaver learns.
I just don't like fathers teaching boys to fight.
Dear, all in the world I'm going to do is give the Beaver a few little pointers on how to defend himself. So if he happens to run into this kid again, he can mop up the playground with him.
You think I'll be on swole by tomorrow?
I don't know. Now, come on, Beaver, who hit you?
I told you, a kid.
I know, but which kid?
If I tell you, promise you won't tell nobody?
Sure, I promise. Now, who was the guy that hit you?
He was a girl.
A girl?
Quiet.
All right. Who was it?
Do you know Violet Rutherford?
Isn't that the one that did the tap dance in the assembly?
That's the one.
What a creep.
I sure wish you were allowed to hit girls.
Well, how did it happen?
On account of a sign on her back.
You pinned a sign on her back?
No.
Then why did she hit you?
I laughed.
What did the sign say?
Violet Rutherford drinks gutter water.
There we go. Come on. You put your thumb in here.
That's why I got my hand.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Never mind. All right. There we go. Now then, I think that ought to do her, huh? There we are. Now then. Come on, let's have a little action, Beaver. You're going to have a lot of fun. Okay. Now, hit early. Come on. Let her go now. Let her go.
I don't think I like having fun this way.
Ward! Ward?
What's happened now? He forgot to duck, Mom.
Nothing to worry about. Happens to the best of them.
Well, can he come in for his lunch now, or haven't you finished knocking him down? Oh, by the way, Fred's here.
Be right there. Wally, you better run along. I want to talk to the Beaver.
All right.
Now, Beav, I'm going to give you some pointers about boxing, but I don't want you to use the knowledge promiscuously.
What's that, Dad?
Well, I don't want you to go around picking fights. But if you should happen to run into this kid again who gave you the black eye the other day, you wouldn't want to let someone push you around twice in a row, now would you?
No, sir.
No, of course not. So, I don't want you to go looking for trouble, but I don't want you to run away from it either. As a matter of fact, I think if I were you, I'd look up this person who gave you the black eye, and I'd let him know where I stood. You see, if anyone's going to get aggressive with you, you've got to show them you can be just as aggressive as they are.
I know, but this kid...
And if someone punches you, you've got to punch them right back.
But this kid...
Sure.
Award.
Yeah, all right, I'll be right there. Now,
you just remember what I told you, Beaver. Right? Right.
Don't get aggressive with me, Violet Rutherford.
I'm sorry, Fred.
Huh. So you got a new sofa?
Yeah, June thought.
Now, why didn't you tell me? I could have introduced you to a guy and saved you lots of money.
Well, that's very nice of you, Fred. I'll certainly call on you the next time.
Oh, the New York brass wanted you to look these over, so I said to myself, why don't I drop them by?
Well, thanks a lot for the trouble.
Oh, no trouble at all. Say, you're not upset about that Thompson deal, are you?
What about the Thompson deal?
You mean they haven't told you? Well, they dumped it in my lap. I know you were sort of counting on it, Ward. No hard feelings now.
Oh, no. No, of course not. None at all. These things happen in a big company.
Well, as long as there's no resentment.
No.
Say, wasn't that your oldest boy I passed on the way in? He's kind of small for 15, isn't he?
Wally is 13.
Oh. Well, that's the way it goes. Yeah. Personally, my family's a little more mature. You know, both of my boys were offered scholarships. Football scholarships.
Well, that's certainly nice.
And then, of course, my youngest is quite a dancer, but then I suppose you saw that in the paper.
No, I didn't.
Well, you didn't. Got the clipping right here. Yes, sir, she's going to be a star someday. Here it is. Violet Rutherford scores in amateur theatrical.
Well, that's certainly nice. Yeah, it sure is.
Well, we'll see you around, Ward.
Yeah, sure, you bet.
Are you sure there's no hard feelings?
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not.
See you around the salt mine.
Yeah, right.
Violet Rutherford, you do too drink gutter water.
A girl? You mean a girl gave Beaver that black eye?
Yes, Dad. That's why he didn't fight back.
Beaver, come down here a minute. Hey, Beaver!
If you want the Beaver, he went out about 10 minutes ago.
Oh. Well, I'll talk to him later. Oh, well, did he say where he was going?
Yes, he went over to Violet Rutherford's house.
Oh. Now then, Wally, about this girl...
Rutherford? Wally, that girl who hit the Beaver, it couldn't have been... And I practically sent him over there to annihilate her. Well, why didn't you tell me? You let me go through all those boxing lessons, everything, and why didn't you say something?
Well, I promised. And anyway, I didn't think it was important before.
Well, you could have at least told me it was a girl.
You didn't ask me. You never ask us, Dad. You just tell us.
That's just about enough out of you, young man. But you better go on upstairs to your room. Go on.
All right.
Where's Wally going?
Up to his room.
Where are you going?
Out to Fred Rutherford.
Oh, I paid your partner for the newspaper last week.
I'm not the paper boy. I'm Beaver Cleaver, and I want to see Violet Rutherford.
Oh, just a minute. Violet?
Hi, Beaver. Hi, Violet. You got grass in your lawn, too. The grass in the back is cement.
Hey,
Violet. What? You want to be aggressive? Aggressive? Because if you want to be aggressive, I can be just as aggressive as you can. I don't know how to play. What's aggressive? That means, do you want to fight? No, I don't want to fight. Okay, what else do you want to do? I don't know. Let's go spit off the bridge. I did that in the way over here. Let's go look at the lady in the jiggle belt. Okay.
Cleaver, I don't know where that boy of yours could have taken her, but they must be somewhere in the neighborhood.
Oh, just take it easy, Fred. They'll show up.
Yes, but in what condition? Cleaver, what's that? My gosh, he's killing her. All right, that'll be enough. What are you doing?
Scalping a settler. Can't a guy have any fun?
We're sorry, son. We thought you were two other children.
Mister, let go of my arm.
Oh, sorry. Have you seen two kids fighting around here?
I don't know. What do they look like?
But one was a boy, about eight, and the other was a girl.
Fighting? Well, nobody like that's been fighting around here.
Well, they must be fighting someplace.
Who are those guys?
I don't know. But two kids are going to have a fight.
Where?
Where everybody goes to fight. Over at Metzger's Field.
Oh, boy, there hasn't been a good fight around here in a long time.
Hi, Gus.
Oh, hi there, Beaver. I see you brought the missus today.
Gus, you know I'm not married.
Oh, just going steady, huh?
Stop teasing. You know I'm never going to get married. And if I do get married, I'm not going to get married to a girl.
I got an idea he'll change his mind about that, eh, sis?
I don't know. I've known Gus all my life.
All our lives.
Been to any fires this week?
Oh, no. No, this is the kind of firehouse where the firemen don't go to the fires.
This is a Zilroy firehouse.
That's right. Auxiliary Company Number 7. That means we help out if all the other companies can't handle the call.
Gus had it out last year. To a fire?
No, it was another kind of emergency. Last spring, Miller's Pond was backing up on the highway. Chief put in a call for me. Me and Number 7 went down there and pumped it out drier than the Sahara Desert.
Gee, I sure wish I'd been there.
The only thing is, I still ain't got the swamp smell out of the cylinders.
Well, Violet, we better be going.
Bye, Gus.
Bye, Gus. See you tomorrow.
I'll be here. You and the missus drop by any time.
Hello? Oh, Ward, where are you? Oh, with Fred, huh? Have you found the Beaver and Violet yet? No, they haven't come back here. Have you tried the park? I see. Everywhere, huh? What? Well, just a minute, I'll ask him. You sent him up to his room. Wally! Wally!
What is it, Mother?
Your father wants to know where you'd go if you were going to have a fight with a girl.
Gee, Mom, I wouldn't hit a girl.
Ward? Says he wouldn't hit a girl. All right. Wally, your father says you better go back up to your room.
Hey, did you hear? Two kids are having a fight over at Metzger's Field.
No fooling. Who told you?
All the kids are talking about it. It's a heck of a fight. Blood and everything. I hear they sent for the cops.
Want another one, Beaver? No, thanks. I don't want to spoil my supper. How much is it?
$0.88 with tax.
Charge it.
Charge it? What's the name?
Mr. Fred Rutherford.
Okay.
Hey, that's Kim. Where'd you learn that?
From my mother.
She does it to Dad all the time. Let's get some going the way out. And charge it.
Son, have you seen two children fighting?
Yeah, but it's all over.
It's all over?
Yeah, it was over in Metzger's field. My brother saw it. One of the kid's ears was torn off.
Ear?
Yeah, it was laying right there on the ground, and the guy from the ambulance sewed it back on.
Oh, now, Fred, you know how boys exaggerate.
I don't know about that, but there's been a fight. I knew you resented the Thompson deal, but I didn't think you'd take it out on my kid.
I gotta be going home pretty soon. Beaver, you never used to play with me before. How come you came over?
I don't know.
I guess I just come over, that's all. Hey, look! Looks like you got no teeth.
I know. That's why I get the black gum.
You know, you look a lot better without teeth.
There they are. Thank heavens. Violet, are you all right?
Hi, Daddy.
My gosh, her teeth. $800 worth of braces.
Beaver, did you do this?
Yes, Daddy. I done it to me, too.
It's chewing gum.
Chewing gum? Violet, you better go in the house.
Oh, come on now, Fred. Where's your sense of humor?
Cleaver, you made me miss my golf game. You ran me all over town. Chased me half out of my wits, and now you want to know where's my sense of humor?
But, Daddy, we had fun.
Cleaver, I don't think your boy better come around here anymore.
Now, look here, Fred. All right, Fred. Come on, Beaver.
Bye, Beaver. Bye, Violet.
They were looking for you.
They found me.
Did you beat up Father Rutherford?
No. But Mr. Rutherford hollered Dad.
What did Dad do? Did he holler Mr. Rutherford?
No. He took me home.
Oh, boys, you'll be eating alone tonight. Your mother and I are going out to dinner. And, Wally, you can leave your room now.
Yes, Dad.
Dad? Did Mr. Rutherford get aggressive with you?
Yeah, Beaver, he did. He got quite aggressive.
Dad, how come you didn't get aggressive back at Mr. Rutherford?
Well...
You told me if somebody got aggressive at me, that I should get aggressive back at them.
Yeah, I know I did, Beaver, but... Well, you see, you're a little boy, and little boys are supposed to defend themselves.
Aren't grown-ups?
Grown-ups have learned to control themselves, Beaver. That's why they don't have to fight.
Are little boys supposed to fight?
Yeah, I guess you could say that defending yourself is one of the rules for being a little boy, Beaver. Well, I'm late now. See you later.
Wally?
What, Beef?
The rules are a lot easier on grown-ups than they are for little boys.
Sure they are, Beaver. The grown-ups are the ones that make the rules.
Hey, Thank you.